Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Let the Lord have control. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, instead of leaning on your own understanding. In all your ways, give the Lord the credit, and He will direct your paths. I have paraphrased that many times in different ways, but the essence is letting the Lord have control. There's no way that we can reach over and take the steering wheel of our life from the hands of the Lord and end up in a place where we want to be. When we take control of our own life, we will generally end up in a ditch or hitting a tree or a telephone pole or something. When the Lord takes control, He knows the future, and He is able to give direction in the way that is needed. Now, that direction might not appear to be to our benefit, but our benefit is not what matters. It's His benefit that really is essential. I think many times of the life that Stephen lived. This was a man that was full of grace and faith and trust and goodness. He was a servant spirit of a man who did not think himself above waiting on tables, but at the same time he preached sermons. He cleaned up the table from those who had eaten and then proclaimed the word of God, so much so that he came under the radar of those religious leaders of his day who were convicted in their heart but rejected the truth. And as a result, he was stoned. But even by his death, the testimony lives across the ages of him as a man of faith who was willing to die for the sake of the kingdom of God. He let the Lord have control. The Lord opened the doors of heaven and gave him sight before he actually entered into his paradise that the Lord had prepared for him. Trusting in the Lord does not mean that we will not have difficulties. Trusting in the Lord does not mean that we will be free from pain. Some of God's most faithful servants have endured such pain and turmoil and stress, but in doing so, they have given testimony of the power of God that rises above the situations of life. I want to be part of that group. I want to be one who would say, Lord, You take control of my life. Lead me down the path that You desire for me to go, and give me the grace to follow You a step at a time. Just one step at a time. As you have control, Lord, take control of everything that we are. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come into Your presence this day, we have no idea what lies in the future for us, Lord. In the next few minutes, something could happen that would change us dramatically. In the next day, something could happen that would change us dramatically. In the next week or the next month or the next year, really doesn't matter. We know where we are headed. We know where we already belong. We have died to self and given You control of our life. We have passed from death to life already. And when our eyes close from this earthly veil of tears in which we walk, we will have eyes that will see the glorious paradise that You have prepared for us, that we will enjoy forever and ever. As we walk the walk that You give us to walk, might we be faithful to You in everything. Lord, have complete control in our life, and we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.